Now, as modern life progresses, it becomes more and more apparent that technology can really help in daily life to make things a bit easier. And nowhere is this more apparent than in the world of blind and partially sighted people. One big advance in recent years has been the personal computer, but it can be challenging to learn how to use a computer when living with sight loss. Did you know that there is an organisation in the UK which aims to help? I'm joined now by Jackie Brown, who is the chair of the British Computer Association of the Blind. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Simon. Thanks very much for asking me to come along.
Oh, you're very welcome. And also a familiar voice from Tech Talk.
Indeed, yeah.
Tell us a bit about the British Computer Association of the Blind and what do you actually do?
Okay, BCAB started in 1969, believe it or not, between a group of people who were employed at that time primarily to work with, you know, computer terminals and stuff like that, computer programming. But BCAB obviously took off then in the 70s and 80s and 90s and the noughties. And we now have in excess of 200 members, which doesn't sound a lot really, but we try to empower people to use a raft of technology. As you know yourself, there's loads of stuff out there. There's a lot of specialist equipment, you know, braille displays, screen readers and the like, but there's also a lot of mainstream technology that's coming to the fore, and we try to sort of, it's not just about computers, it's about anything that works for you really, and we try to encourage people to use the kit and get help to use it wherever possible.
It can be quite daunting though, can't it?
Oh, it can, for some people who are really quite, you know, scared of computers, really, you know, don't take very kindly to them, find them very intimidating. You know, even the basic tasks can be difficult. But we do try to help people wherever possible. We've got quite a lot going on in BCAB. So would you like me to tell you a few things about what we do?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, we have a very vibrant and active email list. So if anybody is using a computer and they want to email into the group, they can subscribe to the email list. And there's always somebody on there that knows something about something or other. And we, you know, anybody, you don't have to be a member to join that email list, but we have that. We also have a monthly helpline where on the first Thursday of the month, anybody can ring up a number, and if one of our teams on it and manning it, and if you have a problem, you can ask for technical help, whether it's something to do with a smartphone or a tablet or your PC, just anything really that's to do with technology. We also have a quarterly newsletter for our members and a quarterly podcast as well, which anybody can download and listen to. We have a yearly Tech A Break weekend where BCAB members get together for a whole weekend of seminars, and it's a lot of good fun. It's a good social event. We also now do online presentations as well for our members, and we do this on a cloud-based service called Zoom. So if anybody, you know, wants to present on a certain topic, it could be about one of the digital assistants, it could be something to do with a computer program, it could be anything at all to do with technology, we have presentations as well, and we offer those a couple of times a month. So there's really quite a lot, you know, going on at BCAB that we try to get blind and partially sighted people involved in, really.
What is your own experience then? What were your challenges living with sight loss and using a computer or technology like that?
Well, I started a long time ago. I've always been blind. I have no sight at all. And when I was working as primarily an audio typist stroke PA kind of role in the 80s, I was introduced to the BBC microcomputer, which was an Acorn device. And it had a speech program that was specially written to use on the BBC and a synthesizer that you attach to it. And I never looked back. I thought this thing was just the bee's knees, and I was so excited by it. And it made things a lot easier at work to be able to read my work back and, you know, correct my own mistakes, or just to have a bit of control, really. And I ventured from there into DOS and then into Windows 3.1 and Windows 95 and 98 and so on, until, you know, I'm just using just about anything that I can get hold of out there, really. I love technology. You know, it's a big hobby of mine, and I kind of eat and sleep it, really. I'm always using something.
I suppose as well, we're living in an age where more and more people are just used to computers, but there's still that crossover, isn't there? If you're losing your sight later in life and you may have tried to avoid computers, and yet computers can bring you a lot of independence. So it's a challenge, but it's worth meeting that challenge, I think.
It is, and I would advise anybody, if they're thinking about it, they've heard lots of things, because every advert now comes with, you know, a www at the end of it, or an email to write to. I really would advise anybody, if they can, to get involved. Computers have gone down in price now for the specs that they are, and there are free screen readers out there now, like NVDA. So it's not the expense that it used to be at one time. You know, if you wanted a computer with a screen reader at one time, you were looking at just, you know, basically a couple of grand before you got going. But there are lots of self-help tutorials out there. There's loads of stuff you can tap into. BCAB tries to keep, you know, up to date with things that people can use, tutorials. And of course, the Mac family of products from Apple, their phones and their Mac systems, they all have a screen reader built into them, which is VoiceOver, as we know. So there's a lot going on in smartphones, in tablets, in PCs, and it's. I just would advise anybody, if they possibly can, to have a go. There's obviously RNIB has a technology squad as well, don't they? So, you know, there is help out there. And BCAB, just because it's British Computer Association, doesn't mean we're just about computers. We're about anything that works, really. So give it a go.
I think sometimes when you're looking at a computer later in life, I mean, I didn't touch a computer till I was in my 40s, actually. And that whole thing of pick something that you want to do. So it might only be you want to be able to keep in touch with friends by email or something.
Yeah.
A simple task like that could be enough just to get you going and getting you confident.
Yeah, just something to focus even on one thing about learning a computer. Well, I'd like to be able to use Skype, for example, so I can talk to my friends across the world, or maybe, as you say, email, or I want to be able to, you know, listen to podcasts, or I want to be able to read my books and order my talking books from RNIB, or just concentrate even on one thing, and you'll find very soon that if you, you know, you get into that one thing and you start learning it, then you're going to obviously get into other things. And there are an amazing amount of people out there with all kinds of skill level. You know, we're not looking at BCAB for people to join us who are complete novices or who are very technically able. Everybody, as far as I'm concerned, has a place in this community, and everybody is welcome. And, you know, we want to try and get as many people using this kit as possible, because it just makes life so much easier, and it makes your life independent as well. And also it's nice for people to feel that there is somebody out there. If you live alone and you're quite isolated, you know, you can very soon get lost and sort of forgotten about, really. But, you know, a computer or a tablet or a smartphone or anything of that ilk will keep you in touch with the world. And I think, you know, it's amazing that I know people of over 80 that are just learning it and getting involved and just really embracing the technology.
Well, I know you have different types of membership, don't you?
We do. The main membership for individuals is £10 a year. And for that, you get your quarterly newsletter. You get a subsidized rate if you want to come to the Checker Break weekend. As I say, we have the online presentations that you can get involved with. We have the helpline and the newsletter, the podcast. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So we for individuals, you know, for £10 a year, it's really worthwhile. And for organizations who want to join, then we have a commercial membership for them, which is more expensive, but then they get to have free advertising in our newsletter and the podcast and the website and stuff like that as well. So it's really good.
Well, thank you very much for chatting with us. It sounds like a great resource and something to tap into. And it's great actually to be able to talk to people who understand the challenges that you have with a computer, isn't it?
It is. And I think people, once they start talking to like-minded folk, I know our Tech A Break weekend, we always find the social side of it. Everybody's sort of sitting around talking about, you know, this device or that device. And we had a sort of a help desk at the last Tech A Break in November, you know, where people brought stuff in with them and said, look, could somebody help me with this? Because I'm having difficulty. And it's for me, it's been like a big family. And I feel really personally very privileged to be able to lead BCAB. I was elected chair in November at the elections, and I feel very privileged to be able to lead and try to encourage other people, you know, to get the most out of their technology or to give something a try, really.
Jackie Brown, chair of BCAB, thank you so much for chatting with us. Before you go, could you just give us the web address again?
Certainly. If anybody wants to have a look at what we are, where we are, we're at www.bcab.org.uk. And if you want to contact me, I'm available at chair@bcab.org.uk. So that's chair@bcab.org.uk if you want further information.
Jackie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.